Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Music journalist Will Hermes is a regular contributor to NPR, The New York Times, Rolling Stone, and Pitchfork. He's also the author of the upcoming Lou Reed, The King of New York, a biography of Lou Reed, which is scheduled to be published by FSG this fall. Will recently spent time in Ireland exploring the music scene there, and an article he's written about what he heard and learned on the Emerald Isle will be published in The New York Times this weekend. He joins us now. Will, welcome back. How did this reporting trip start?
Gosh, it goes way back to 2018. I saw a band in Brooklyn called Lancum, an Irish traditional band, but a very experimental one. You could almost call them folk rock, but it's more kind of like folk electronic. It's very unusual, very compelling. These are incredible players. And I said, oh, I want to write about this band. Over time, I went down the rabbit hole to see if there were any other Irish bands that might be coming up and be doing similarly interesting things. And I found there were quite a few. Then there was the pandemic, and that delayed things by a few more years. But I was finally able to get over to Ireland last month and spent a good amount of time, interviewed a couple dozen people, saw some amazing music, and reported out a piece, which I'm very, very, very proud of and very happy to have gotten a chance to get a taste of what feels like a real surge in Irish culture.
Now, what is it? What is the scene? Tell us all about it.
Lancum kind of turned out to be sort of the lodestar of the scene. Their members are all very accomplished traditional players. They're very active. They've performed in different bands. I don't know that there's a leader, but Dara and Ian Lynch are brothers. Ian is a real kind of scholar of folklore. In fact, he lectures in the United States and in Ireland about Irish culture and Irish music in particular. They are friends with a number of musicians. Lisa O'Neill is one of them, who's an incredibly striking singer who I spent a good deal of time with. She has a new record that came out in February called All of This is Chance. And it's you're familiar with it. You gave it a listen.
I did. And I was really magnetized to it, I would say. Her voice is otherworldly and absolutely compelling.
It really feels like tapped into something very ancient. It's a very unusual, very Irish, deeply, deeply Irish. Like there's nothing shy about the Irishness of this music, which is, I think, a really interesting part of the story, because Irish singers traditionally, and there have been many great Irish singers, pop artists, who kind of dialed back their Irishness, like Van Morrison's great singer, Glenn Hansard, great singer, but they're not really leaning so much into their Irishness as they're making a more international type of music rooted in American rock and roll and other things. It's a really interesting aspect of this, how Irish the music is. And then there are a number of other artists, Anna Miki, Ye Vagabonds, who are a brother duo who sing traditional songs in beautiful harmony, as sibling harmonies have that special quality. And we'll listen to some of these. Owen O'Canavane, a guy named John Francis Flynn, a guy who calls himself Junior Brother. Whole lot of artists making interesting music. Should we maybe play something?
Yeah. You started your journey with Lancum, but let's give the listeners a little bit of Lisa first. This is Lisa O'Neill. That's an older song by Lisa O'Neill called Rock the Machine. And now we're going to listen to something from her brand new album just out last month. This song is called Old Note.
I can't come to quantify the feeling. I was walking home half in the dreaming. The things that I was thinking I was singing. The wind whistled you in behind the springing. A star ran a rings around the star before me and spun and swooped and sank and rocked beneath me and mirrored what I've carried since I met me and shot me back into the ground below me.
You're listening to The Roundtable. That was Lisa O'Neill. The song is entitled Old Note, and we are speaking with Will Hermes, creating a very unofficial, extremely unofficial audio companion to his piece on Irish music that's coming out in the New York Times. What do you want to listen to next, Will?
Well, let's dive into some of this music from Lancome's new record. Their new album is called False Lancome, which I guess is some kind of a sprite, maybe a semi-malevolent sprite in Irish folklore, a false Lancome. The first song we're going to hear is called Cold Old Fire, and it's about modern Dublin right around now. And then we'll hear a bit of a traditional song. The Cold Old Fire is an original song. Go Dig My Grave is a traditional song done in an untraditional manner. And we can talk a little bit about it after.
We look for signs that Dublin's heart's still beating, that concrete and glass and pillars and masts, they haven't stopped the people from screaming. Being trapped by all the cameras, you're inclined to stay at home and forget some songs were written to remind you you weren't born. Born to live and lie and die in embers of a cold old fire. Nobody remembers. They hand the ashes back to me down the button factory where cattle at the stall.
It's a little bit of Cold Old Fire by Lancome, and now we're going to hear part of Go Dig My Grave, same band. Go Dig My Grave, performed by Lancome. We're speaking with Will Hermes. A traditional song in a non-traditional manner, indeed.
The sounds that we were hearing there were basically layered over and over, kind of mix of hurdy-gurdy and fiddle harmonics and the crunching of a potato chip bag. There's all sorts of like noise that they kind of built into that drone. And that was one thing that really struck me when I saw Lancome was there's a drone in a lot of Irish music. Sometimes you hear it literally. Sometimes it's just subliminal. But instruments like the Illan pipes, which are a small bagpipe that are sort of bellows driven, that are the traditional Irish bagpipe. Harmonium, which is an Indian instrument, but has really become part of Irish folk, the concertina, you know, all of these are instruments that are sort of like reed instruments with bellows, and they create drones. But what Lancome would do is they'd play these instruments in multiples and even live, and they'd run them through like heavy metal guitar amps. and through massive Marshall stacks and make this kind of wall of drone while they're singing these traditional songs, like Go Dig My Grave, which is hundreds of years old. It's actually a variant of actually a number of songs, sort of forsaken girl ballads. They're talking about a ballad, but it can be sung by a woman or a man, about a woman who is so despondent at a man's unfaithfulness or some such that they're just in a bad place. The song The Butcher Boy is a variant of Go Dig My Grave. A song called Died for Love is basically the same song. There are a whole bunch of them, but it's ancient music done in a super modern way. They go on for a long time, these songs. We just got a little bit of a taste, but that performance of Go Dig My Grave, which is a slow moving song, I mean, it's nearly 9 minutes long on the album. The singer on that song, whose name is Rady Pete, she's just one of the four members of the band who all sing. All of these bands have remarkable singers, many of whom were trained in the tradition of Irish folk, performed either at family gatherings or down at the local pub, which is pub sessions are a fascinating part of Irish traditional music. And that was a big part of what I got to dive into there. Usually it's professional musicians, semi-professional, or just people who play music. Go down to the pub, there's no admission. So there might be a bucket out, but people just bring their instruments, sit down, sit in a circle. And if you're a singer, you might sing a song, Sean Notes, which is the Irish word for unaccompanied singing. If you're an instrumentalist, you might start playing one of these songs that is known by other people in the room, and they might just pick it up and join in, or it's very loose. A couple of the places that I was at in Dublin had very active pub session scenes, which have always been part of the music there, but they kind of got a boost in the mid-aughts, I gather. A number of people told me this, because of the financial crisis. Ireland in particular was hit very hard. There was a lot of investment, a lot of spending in the early aughts when there was, there's a very active new media scene, just a very, very big business boom, a lot of hotels being built, a lot of tourism. When the bottom fell out, there were a lot of people without work. And when you have a situation like that, sometimes really good art gets made because people have time on their hands. That's one of the things they do. There was a lot of activity in the pub sessions. There was a place that I went to called Walsh's, which is in the north side of Dublin. Walsh's is one pub, but the mothership is the Cobblestone. If you ever get to Dublin, go to the Cobblestone. There's music there 7 nights a week, sometimes in the front room and in the back room. And you'll hear some of the best Irish players that exist.
That is an excellent travel recommendation, Will. Should we hear some more music now?
Let's dive into, maybe some of the kindred bands. There's a group of brothers, and I apologize in advance for butchering their names, Dermot and Brian McGloin. They anchored a pub session at Walsh's for quite a while. They're friends with Lisa O'Neill. They're friends with the guys at Lancome. And they also all share a label, those three do anyway, in Rough Trade Records, which is pretty interesting. The label got started in the 80s by this guy, Jeff Travis. He runs it now with this woman, Jeanette Lee, who used to play with John Lydon, a.k.a. Johnny Rotten. They got interested in this Irish music scene. Jeanette Lee, in particular, used to listen to a lot of Irish traditional music from John Lydon, who's Irish and got Irish roots. And they signed some of these acts. So let's listen to something by Ye Vagabonds.
The seas crash around me, break on these boundaries. An island is more together is all that we'll ever be. Highland is more than a rock in the sea. Alone and together is all that we'll ever be.
That's Part of an Island by Ye Vagabonds. We're speaking with Will Hermes about his music reporting trip to Ireland. The piece he's written for the New York Times will be online on Saturday and in the print edition on Sunday. What are some of the, I don't know, I guess global or sociopolitical things contributing to the music scene in Ireland that you noticed, Will?
Yeah, I mean, that was interesting. Like, you know, the financial crisis was certainly part of it. Like that, a lot of very youthful pub sessions kind of got started in the aughts and the late aughts. But you know, there's also been a lot of political change in Ireland. Abortion was legalized in Ireland, one of the most Catholic countries on the planet. Same-sex marriage also. These were by popular vote. So it was really the people of the country coming together and saying, like, yeah, this is a right. Abortion is healthcare. Same-sex marriage is something that should be allowed if people love each other. So this, I think, kind of spurred a particular type of pride in Irishness among young people and old people. Because it wasn't just the young people who voted in these changes. It was a lot of people. I think that is something that some of the artists told me really helped inspire them to lean in to Irish culture. And I think it's something that's also behind, honestly, I think it's behind a surge of Irish arts across the board. I mean, have you seen Derry Girls?
I have seen Derry Girls.
Derry Girls is three seasons. Bad mm-hmm. Sisters is one and done. It's a real black comedy. But there was that. And then, of course, there was kind of an Irish wave at the Academy Awards this year. There were a lot of nominations. The Banshees of Inisherin, that was very Irish, as was The Quiet Girl, which is a beautiful Irish language film. And there are not a lot of Irish language films. Like, this is an Irish film that the entire thing was subtitled. Should we hear another song?
Yes, let's hear hopefully an Irish language song.
Yeah, that's a good segue. Owen O'Canavan. And he is a master of Irish language song, although he also sings in English. He's really schooled in the Seanós tradition of unaccompanied singing. I honestly can't even pronounce the name of this song, but it will be in our playlist.
That's right. You've created a playlist for us to share with the listeners, and we will link it on the website post of this, and we'll tweet it out when this is airing. Irish language song by Owen O'Canavan.
Yeah, the surge in cultural production that really leans into Irish traditional culture is really inspiring. I also got to see a movie called Flora and Son, which I'm very excited about. One of the actresses from Bad Sisters, Eve Hewson, stars in that. It's a music-themed movie. It was acquired by Apple, so hopefully it'll be streaming sometime soon.
Will, all of these artists sound absolutely amazing. Can we hope to see them in the States? Are they coming to us? Not that they have to.
Well, you know, no, not a lot. Although Lisa O'Neill, is going to be doing a show in Brooklyn on April 28th. So put that in your calendar at Public Records, which is a small venue that I'm really excited about. Lancum, nothing yet, although I'm guessing they'll maybe come here in the fall. The Mary Wallopers are a band we haven't spoken about. They're like a little more raucous, kind of in a Pogues vein. They were just here at the Bowery Ballroom, and they're doing some, maybe some more dates in the States. The Vagabonds, they played Europe with Phoebe Bridgers last summer. So I'm not sure we're going to see them this year, hopefully. But one of the reasons I was excited to write about this is maybe expose the music to more people, and we'll give them a reason to come over to the States. It's expensive to tour here, so we want to make it worth their while.
You did want to mention a very cool show that will be at the Bardavon this week.
Yes, and this in the tradition of wanting to, you know, promote local events. They're not from Ireland, but Amadou and Mariam are an absolutely fantastic duo from Mali. I wrote about them for the New York Times back in, 2009, a long time ago. Amadou Bagayoko and Mariam Doumbia, they met at a school for the blind in Mali. And Amadou is a virtuoso electric guitarist. Mariam is a fantastic singer in the Malian tradition. They really rock. They're going to be playing Friday the 24th, at the Bardavon in Poughkeepsie.
Bardavon.org for ticket and showtime information. We are unfortunately out of time. I'm excited to see your article in the paper, Will. And I am hoping that you will tell us about one more artist so we can go out with some music.
Yeah, let's hear something from Anna Meeke. She's been doing some dates in the States. I think she was maybe playing with Iron and Wine. But let's hear a track from this. And I'll also mention that if people want to dive deeper into this music, there's a great podcast, which I've included in our playlist. It's by Ian Lynch of Lancum. And it's called Fire Draw Near. It's on all podcast platforms, and it's usually an hour every week or two that's doing a deep dive into Irish trad music. Unusual perspective, old and new.
Great. And like you mentioned, that podcast, you have put a couple of episodes in the playlist that's on Spotify that we will link on our web post. Tell me about the song we're going to hear.
Let's listen to this track by Anna Meeke. She is a little bit more of a modern singer-songwriter who doesn't lean quite so hard into traditional music. But this song, Seraphim, is one of my favorites of hers, and it really has a strong Irish traditional element to it. She reminds me of, you know, artists like the English woman who records This is the Kit. She's her own thing, Anna Meeke. This is Seraphim.
Seraphim dancing in the way you did. Whisper low, God, from in the ear of woes. Holding around that veil out of golden. Do we see not heard in this worrying thing? Do we see not heard in this worrying thing?
Anna Meeke's song, Seraphim. Will Hermes' New York Times article about Irish music will be published this weekend, online on Saturday, and in the print edition on Sunday. The playlist that Will created for us is linked online with this conversation at wamc.org/roundtable.